Now let's do the 1:30 news with Davey.
Thank you, Mino. That's right. It is time for the 1:30 news.
Ask Mino if he has a sponsor.
With the fantastic sponsor.
Or were you about to do that?
No.
Yeah.
With the fantastic sponsor that is...
Raising Cane's and Wellborn Garage Doors.
Today's 1:30 news brought to you live from Texas Motor Speedway Media Day. So thank you, TMS, for having us out here. And thanks to Will Power for being our best racer man interview ever.
Your favorite driver.
My new favorite driver. Does the name Stacy Bailey ring a bell to anybody?
No.
Well,
me, no.
Back in 2018, Stacy Bailey, who at that time was an art teacher at Charlotte Anderson Elementary in Mansfield. Is that named after Charlotte Jones Anderson? Or is there a different famous Charlotte Anderson?
It can't be, but I say let's just go with that.
Okay, so she was an art teacher at Charlotte Anderson Elementary, and she was getting married. She was very excited.
And what year are you saying?
2018.
Okay.
She was very excited about getting married, so she showed her students a picture of her future wife. She was marrying a woman and is now married to a woman, Julie Vasquez. And so after she shows a picture of her wife to her art students, a parent of one of her students complains to the school and to the district saying that Bailey was promoting a quote-unquote gay agenda and wanted her removed from the classroom.
A gay agenda.
So Mansfield ISD put her on a paid administrative leave. They asked her to resign. She refused. Many other students' parents came out in support of her. And so now Stacy Bailey is an art teacher at the high school level. She teaches at Mansfield ISD High School.
So they bumped her out of she was in the junior high, you said?
Elementary school.
Okay.
So they bumped her
Maybe
up.
Maybe those kids are just not able to.
Right. They bumped her up to high school, but then she also filed suit against the district for a sexual discrimination lawsuit. And yesterday, she won that lawsuit. So I guess maybe they settled it out of court. I'm not sure exactly if this was mediation or in court or settled out of court, but Mansfield ISD has agreed to pay $100,000 to the couple in this discrimination lawsuit, and they have also agreed to better train their staff on LGBTQ issues.
So everybody else there has to pay, too.
Yeah, everybody else has to sit through a
Because when somebody gets
course.
In trouble at work, and we've had this, right? Or somewhere in the whole corporation, then we all got to do the seminar thing, or we all got to do something.
New trainings.
Right, and now the school board in Mansfield has to vote on whether they should add sexual orientation to its protections in their human resources official language. Which is surprising that it's not already there.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's 2020, bro.
Texas, though, right?
Yeah.
We're a bit behind. So she kept her job. She actually maybe got a better job.
Yeah, now she's teaching in high school, and now she's got 100 G's in the bank.
And she's got 100 grand.
And a hot new wife.
And a wife.
So good for her.
Just had to go through a little trouble to get it. Wouldn't you do that?
Yeah.
You know? Would you cut off a pinky for 100 grand?
Where's the bolt cutters? What do I need to do right now?
You do it right here, live on the air.
Sure.
You have a hot new wife, Davey.
I do. I
met her. I can
vouch. Yeah, she's fantastic. But she costs money. But she doesn't have $100,000.
Yeah, she has expensive taste.
Here you go.
She's really not that into your pinky.
Right. Thank you, Killer. Killer gave me his plastic knife from his box lunch here at TMS.
That's producing.
I don't know.
Gotta make things happen.
It could break the skin if I went hard enough, but I don't think I could really chop off my pinky with that, but thank you, Killer. Did you know that there was a serial killer on the loose in North Texas?
No, when? Now?
No, in 2018. Again, back in 2018.
Man, what a year.
Billy Chemirmir.
I don't think that's correct.
Chemirmir. How would you pronounce it?
Chemirmir.
Chemirmir.
Is that the guy who
Billy Chemirmir. Yeah, so he...
Killed transgender?
No.
Another one.
I mean, outside of, like, killing babies, this is the worst kind of serial killer because he is the serial killer of the elderly.
Babies would be worse, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So life ahead of them.
This is second only to baby serial killer, elderly serial killer.
Is it second? Okay, well, I don't want to bog into that.
You know, I mean, serial killers are all bad.
But it depends how elderly you're talking about, because if you're kind of almost ready to die anyway.
Well, in March of 2018, he was arrested for the murder of an 81-year-old Dallas woman.
Okay.
Okay, and then just this week, a Dallas County grand jury has indicted him on two more counts of capital murder.
He was going after old ladies?
Yes, so he's been charged with the murders of Leah Corkin and Juanita Prudy. And both of them were smothered to death with a pillow. He's been accused of killing and robbing more than a dozen elderly women in Dallas and Collin counties, many of them at their senior living facility. So he just sneaks in and smothers old ladies and steals all of their valuables.
You would think he'd be able to do the theft without the killing.
Just wait for him to take their nap.
Yeah. Just wait for them, like, right after lunch and right after meds.
Or just send them an email that says, click on this because, or you'll be charged for something.
Right.
My mom wants to click
tell them
on
that
everything.
Their Netflix is about to be canceled.
Yes.
And they need to re-update their credit card information.
My mom always clicks on the one that'll say, your Amazon order has been sent. I never sent an Amazon order.
Right.
She'll click on it. Now I've taught her to call me. No, I didn't send you anything.
Yeah,
so now I have to teach her not even to call
you
me.
You have sent $500 to so-and-so on Venmo. I never sent that.
Right. I don't even know what Venmo is.
Yeah, so the streets are now safe.
But it's an easy
80-year-old
mark.
Women.
The easy mark.
Yeah, but my mom is the same way, that she always gets the email scam or the telephone scam. Or even like, you know, like the extended warranty letter that you get in the mail for your car or whatever. And she buys every single one of them.
Yeah.
And I'm like, just rip it up. Just delete the voicemail. Just don't even pay attention to it. But it's one thing to do an email or a phone scam. It's another thing to walk into an old folks home and sneak into somebody's room and smother them with a pillow and
that
then
seems
clean
like
out
a,
their dresser drawers.
Level.
Like,
yeah.
Do they not have any type of security at the old folks home? You don't have to check in or anything?
I don't know.
A young guy, you're going to stand out.
Look at this mugshot. Like, do you think you would be concerned if you saw that guy walking around in an old folks home?
Are you saying that because he's a black guy?
No, just because of the thousand-yard stare.
Yeah, he does look evil.
I mean, he just looks like evil incarnate. And if you're smothering a dozen elderly women, then you probably are.
And if he was, so back to your original thought, if he was smothering babies, they don't have any money lying around.
No, yeah, they're not, they don't have a bedside table full of heirloom jewelry that you can root through. Babies don't have anything.
So he's a practical serial killer.
Yes.
You have to give him that.
I guess.
But he's now in jail forever.
Have you heard about the doomsday cult that has been linked to the disappearance of two children in Yellowstone National Park?
No.
I have.
Have you?
Really?
Okay.
Yeah, the parents were in Hawaii.
Yeah, so the mom...
Yellowstone is on my list.
Yeah, I've never been
possible
either.
Possible places to go this year. I got a friend who stays there every year.
To go and drop off the kids and leave them there and...
Why? Was that done in this story?
Yes.
Okay, no, just, you know, as a family vacation or something for a couple days.
Yeah,
but it seems too much like camping, so I might not do it.
So this woman, her name is Lori Vallow, and she was arrested back in January in Hawaii because she was charged by the Madison County, Idaho district attorney to physically produce her children, and she could not or did not. And so she's been arrested on child abandonment and desertion charges. And so she, her relatives are saying that she is part of a doomsday group, and that could be part of the reason of their disappearance. So she reportedly believes that she is, quote-unquote, a god assigned to carry out the work of the 144,000, which maybe is who their cult is called, the 144,000, at Christ's second coming in July 2020. So did you know Christ was coming back this summer?
No, had not seen that.
Like I think it's maybe like a band shell tour, like he's going to be at the Dos Equis Pavilion.
That hasn't been a 40-liner yet.
Or a summer blockbuster.
Yeah. So, yes, look for...
You don't want to do it,
it's not really award season.
Yeah, like 4th of July weekend in theaters near you. He's going to be coming back, so...
And there's 144,000 that will be saved?
Yeah.
I guess. That's yeah, those are the chosen ones.
Everybody else will burn.
So she took her oldest child, who was 17, out of school back in September. Or no, I guess this was the youngest. So the two children that are disappeared, one is 17, one is 7. The older one is autistic.
No, the younger one.
The younger one's autistic?
Yeah, the 17-year-old is just a normal girl. The 7-year-old is an autistic child.
Okay, so the last time that...
You guys both seem to know, like, a little bit of the story.
Sure. But between the two of us, we know enough of it.
Okay.
So the Ms. Vallow called school administrators in September and said she was taking her 7-year-old out of school and was going to homeschool him from that point on. Then, you know, they subpoena, like, doorbell footage. She has, like, a Ring doorbell, and they show, like, the kid playing out in front of the house in September. So they've seen him in September, but then on the 8th of September, they visited Yellowstone National Park, the family did, and then there's a photo that was in her iCloud account of the kids at Yellowstone, but there's been no sign of the two kids since then. And then she and her husband, who is her fifth husband, fled to Hawaii. And so now investigators are saying that they have to wait until the spring thaw in Yellowstone to really start looking for these boys or these bodies, because they have no idea where they are. They haven't been seen since September 8th.
So they're only surmising that they dropped them off there.
I mean, they haven't been. They went into Yellowstone and they never came out. And then their mom and their stepdad fled to Hawaii. So you put the dots together.
Things you were saying in that story make me think about Big Brother and how the surveillance, like how they're following her, was all her own doing.
Right, they're tracking her phone. They're tracking her iCloud, her Ring doorbell.
Right, like did you see that Aaron Hernandez documentary?
Yeah.
Where they probably would never have convicted him had it not been for his own home surveillance video.
Yeah, and then the fact that he reset it and turned it all off.
But right? He didn't erase the right stuff.
Yeah. Or,
like, we are... Society has made 1984 come to fruition just on our own.
Right, but we invited it into our own homes.
Right. But you're... Like, you're incriminating yourself all the time. Like, if indeed you're doing something bad, they're going to be able to figure it out because of just stuff you do every day. You take pictures, you timestamp things at different places. They could follow where your phone has been. So this lady would be getting away with this had she not posted her photos to iCloud.
Right.
You would never have seen that she was at Yellowstone.
But I think
so. I don't know what I'm saying here overall. I'm just making a comment on society.
Well, but I think the lead story of the 130 News is that Jesus is coming in July 2020. I don't have an exact date.
Can't wait!
Just somewhere in July.
Somewhere in July.
30 days has September, it's 31. So it's 31 days in July.
Yeah. Not sure.
Do you have to say the whole thing to determine how many days are in a month, or do you just know it if I say October? How many days? Well, obviously, that's
31.
The Halloween knows a bad month to pick.
Right, yeah. Yeah, no, I usually have to do it all the way through. 30 days, half September, April, June, and November. All the rest have 31.
Yeah.
Except for February, right?
That's
28
a...
28 or 29?
Right, killer.
Yeah.
That's how many days February has.
What are you going to do to prepare for Jesus' coming?
Go to Yosemite or where? Yellowstone? Yeah.
What
did you say
flight?
Yellowstone? I meant Yosemite. I got a friend that goes to Yosemite every year.
What's
is it the same thing?
What's the difference? Are they both in California, Idaho-ish?
Wyoming?
Wyoming.
I don't know.
Hot dog.
So
hot dog?
Go to break.
Is this the least?
Yellowstone.
This is the least informed radio show ever.
No,
I know more about this.
Fine.
Julie has no idea. Mino. Blake has got a question mark.
Yellowstone versus Yosemite.
Is it
it's
the same
all relative.
Thing?
Yellowstone has more wildlife and thermal features. Yosemite is more rugged alpine scenery. Yellowstone has more road access. Much of the access in Yosemite is just in the valley.
So they're not the same thing.
No, they are not the same thing.
Yogi Bear is in one of them. All right.
And that's the news.
That's jelly.
As it was.
Oh, that is
as it is.
Okay, we have kind of a news, but it affects sports. How the coronavirus is affecting sports is next. The